What if the same skills that keep a Navy SEAL alive in combat could transform how you raise your son? Picture a father tying his hands behind his back and jumping into the frigid Pacific at midnight, not for glory, but to understand what survival truly means. This isn't about turning your living room into boot camp or barking orders at breakfast. It's about recognizing that raising boys in today's world requires the same unwavering commitment, strategic thinking, and daily discipline that elite warriors bring to the battlefield. The mission isn't to create soldiers, it's to build men who protect rather than dominate, who lead through example rather than intimidation, and who understand that true strength lies in serving something greater than themselves. Think of raising children as a multi-phase operation where each stage demands different skills but the same relentless commitment. Early parenthood mirrors the brutal conditioning phase of SEAL training: sleepless nights, constant physical demands, and moments when you wonder if you'll make it through the next evolution. You're covered in bodily fluids instead of ocean spray, but the test remains identical. Will you quit when exhausted, or will you push through? As children grow into their exploratory years, parents must operate like dive buddies, physically tethered together, where one person's panic can sink both. This phase requires parents to function as a unified front, even through divorce or disagreement. Your child is learning whom to trust, and inconsistency between parents creates dangerous confusion. When one parent says yes while the other says no, children don't learn boundaries, they learn manipulation. The teenage years bring higher stakes, like SEAL candidates handling live ammunition for the first time. Mistakes that once resulted in timeouts now carry real consequences: academic failure, legal trouble, broken relationships. This isn't the time to back off and give them space. It's the moment for coordinated, strategic intervention. When credit cards get maxed and college classes get dropped, the response isn't retreat, it's an all-out assault of engaged parenting. Here's what most people miss. Graduation doesn't end the mission. There's a fourth phase that never concludes. Your son turning 18 isn't mission accomplished. It's simply a new terrain requiring different tactics. The goal remains unchanged: building capable, kind, civically minded men through lifelong teamwork. Children possess supernatural hypocrisy detection. Your overweight PE teacher lecturing about fitness? That's you preaching principles you don't embody. Being present matters, but who you are matters infinitely more. Many fathers sacrifice their own growth to be good dads, then wonder why sons stop listening around 13. The brutal math: if you stop learning while your child absorbs information daily, they'll surpass you and know it. Men evolved to hunt, fight, and move. Without these outlets, we need substitutes. Sports, adventure, physical challenges aren't luxuries. They're necessities that keep you sharp, healthy, and interesting to your children. A father who maintains his edge commands natural respect. Strategic parenting means deliberately creating challenging environments where children must rely on you. Deep water, steep mountains, difficult projects, places where your competence becomes their lifeline. This builds trust no couch time can replicate. Elite warriors learn early. Being right means nothing if you're dead. Success comes from rigorous training, brutal honesty about mistakes, and relentless pursuit of what works. When a son refused homework, claiming it was pointless, throwing his PlayStation into the cold pool and making him retrieve it solved the behavior instantly. The formula: keep him safe, maintain the relationship, change the behavior. Fall behind during SEAL training and you land in the goon squad, where instructors increase intensity to prove you're capable of more. Life operates identically. Late bills incur fees, ignored problems compound, neglected relationships create permanent distance. It's always easier to keep up than catch up. Most parents store their energy from major crises: behavior problems, failing grades, disrespect. This backfires catastrophically. Children grow accustomed to operating without guidance, then resist when parents suddenly demand compliance. They think, "Who is this person and why are they showing up now?" The default no parents give rarely stems from wisdom, it stems from exhaustion. Too dangerous, too late, too far, I'm too busy. children recognize these as hollow excuses and lose respect accordingly. Like training a dog inconsistently, sporadic parenting creates confusion and insecurity. Children need predictable responses to feel safe. When expectations shift based on parental mood or energy, every interaction becomes a minefield. As a father, you must be the loudest voice in your son's head. That requires showing up consistently, not just during crises. When children roll their eyes or talk back, correct immediately but gently. "Oh no, baby, that's not how we do that." You're not punishing, you're steering them back before small issues become ingrained patterns. During a grueling 512-hour Pacific swim, the mental battle eclipsed physical challenges. Visualization became essential, recalling past victories, envisioning the SEAL identity, imagining future achievements. Mental toughness isn't enduring misery, it's reframing challenges as growth opportunities. The revelation came during exhaustion. Instructors hadn't done anything to him. He had pushed himself. Successful candidates don't just endure pain, they eliminate its perception by focusing on higher objectives. The secret? Altruism creates extraordinary mental strength. During a brutal battalion hike, treating dehydrated Marines for hours made personal blisters and injuries vanish from awareness. Serving others becomes the purest mind over matter. Mental toughness develops gradually. One SEAL candidate quit immediately while surfers thrived. Years of positive cold water associations had conditioned them. The best accountability happens through modeling. After failing to check his son's flotation device CO2 cartridges, admitting, "I was wrong and you could have died," taught more than lectures. An uncomfortable truth: between two people, you need 100% performance. Sometimes one delivers 70% while the other delivers 30%. That's not unfair, that's teamwork. SEAL training constantly repeats, "It pays to be a winner." But winning isn't about beating opponents. It's about continuous self-improvement. Trailing during runs and landing in the goon squad taught a crucial lesson. Training isn't about single victories, but becoming better than yesterday. Daily victories come from developing skills, achieving goals, overcoming distractions, keeping commitments, maintaining fitness. These small daily victories accumulate into significant life success. Participation awards serve a critical purpose when used properly. Swim coaches giving fourth-place ribbons create environments where children keep participating, acknowledging the first step in development. Balance them with performance recognition as the launch pad before the rocket. Children who run for student council repeatedly and lose create perfect teaching moments. Focus on what they controlled: delivery, eye contact, managing nerves. When tears flow after losing and they still say, "Of course I'm running again next year," that's winning. That's the ability to keep going after setbacks. The Kill House mantra was clear: if you trip, get up. If you break an ankle, keep going. If you get shot, keep moving. Being a winner means always believing you have one more try, one more evolution, one more chance to improve. Training children relies on operant conditioning, shaping behavior by controlling environment and consequences. Just as there are no bad dogs, only bad handlers, there are no bad children, only inconsistent parents. Swift, decisive responses produce focused children who understand responsibility and know they're deeply loved. Most adults in children are dangerously inactive. Only one-third of children are active daily, while spending over 7 hours on screens. 80% of adults don't meet basic exercise guidelines. These aren't just statistics. They're symptoms of a civilization at war with its own biology. Movement isn't optional. It's essential for our bodies and minds to function. Inactive parents raise inactive children, teaching them that leisure means screens instead of activity. We're like zoo animals pacing in small enclosures, developing anxiety and destructive behaviors when confined. We force children to sit still in classrooms when physical activity improves thinking and reduces depression. A bored SEAL is dangerous. elite warriors need high activity levels to stay healthy. When inactive too long, their need for stimulation leads to poor decisions, like disposing of extra ammunition by setting it on fire. If highly trained professionals make reckless choices when understimulated, imagine what happens to children raised on screens. Shared hardship creates powerful bonds. SEAL training uses surf torture, trainees locking arms in cold ocean water, because stressful situations release oxytocin, strengthening connections. As a father, deliberately engage your family in challenging outdoor activities. Forge bonds through shared difficulty, not living room comfort. After 16 years in the SEAL teams, emotional distance had grown with my children. Even strong bonds leak without maintenance. The hardest part of parenting is watching children become adults. Throughout childhood, we buffer failures, but as adults, they must experience unfiltered consequences. To reconnect with my 18-year-old son, we traveled to Kings Canyon National Park. Nature strips away distractions. When we witnessed a massive sequoia fall, that shared experience instantly transformed us from two separate adults back to father and son. Adventure creates connection that conversation cannot. After my children turned 18, I pulled back, then noticed ineffective decisions heading toward undesirable outcomes. My response wasn't judgment, it was re-engagement. Returning to the rally point, the safe place families come back to when separated. Guiding adult children must happen on their terms. The job shifts from telling them what they can and can't do to helping them observe the situations their actions produce. You may not approve of all their choices, but you can support their efforts to determine what's best for themselves. The brotherhood among SEALs creates bonds that transcend time. This same brotherhood exists between fathers and sons. Growing alongside a son for 20 years means the relationship evolves from leading to collaborating. Here's the truth. It's never too late to reconnect with your children. You can always re-engage, say I love you, or I'm sorry. Fourth phase is forever. Parenting never ends. Every day offers another chance to be the father your son needs, whether he's 8 or 48.